Unplug that Atari because it's time to go back to the 70s. I'm the face of battle host, Derek. After this, we're heading on down to Thursday, June 17th, 1976.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
This is one of the most unusual films you will ever see. The Man Who Fell to Earth is a fantastic movie about power, space, time, love, and a visitor.
It was Thursday, the 17th of June in 1976, a day Barry Manilow from New York City will remember quite well. The pop singer celebrated his 30th birthday. On his B-Day, he celebrated with Paul McCartney and Wings to their number one hit, Silly Love Songs. No, not in person. In his room, listening to his transistor radio. And while it was there, he got a taste of Marty Robbins' number one country hit, El Paso City. The Man Who Fell to Earth was the number one movie in the country, and that was something Barry was certainly looking forward to. And that's it for another one, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I gotta watch out for the fuzz. So let's meet again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.